Imagine a radio station like no other. A radio station that makes public those artworks that have no place in traditional broadcasting. A radio station that is an archive of the new, the undiscovered, the forgotten, and the impossible. That is an invisible art gallery, a visual arts centre whose location is at once local, global, and timeless. And that is itself a work of art. Imagine a radio station that responds rapidly to new initiatives, has time to draw breath and reflect. A laboratory for experimentation that, by virtue of its uniqueness, brings into being a new audience of listeners and creators. All this and more on London's Resonance 104.4 FM.
There are relatively few occasions when a single understandable invention actually changes the way in humanity works. Pre-bicycle, those people who had mobility, who had either owned a horse or had a coach and footman and so on, so it was restricted to a relatively small number of people. And then somebody came along with an affordable bit of mechanism, and people suddenly became mobile and their horizon changed.
You are listening to Resonance 104.4 FM. My name's Jack Thurston and this is The Bike Show. And on today's show we've got a very special treat for everybody, our first live session on The Bike Show. So all you art rocker folks, stick around. We've got a band who I first saw at the Rollerpalooza roller races, which we covered on The Bike Show a few months ago. And they're downstairs in the live room, and I'm going to hand it over to London's very best bike messenger band, the Deadly Treadleys. Take it away.
Yeah. never been such a dream.
That was the Deadly Treadleys live on Resonance FM, and the guys are going to dust themselves off unless they've got any more. Someone's going to send me a signal from downstairs. But in the meantime, as they wander their way up the stairs, I'm going to play a track that they selected, and we're going to have a chat about some of the influences and what it's like to be a bike messenger band in London. This is The Briefs.
I used to have some money, but my uncle is a spender. I was talking to a lady selling. learn something out of bounds. Think about it, don't you? I was talking to her. What I did, the only I get is what I pay her to me every day.
Hey, 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 hey.
I fed in my head when I was just a little kid.
I'm poor and I'm weird, baby. You got no time for me. I'm poor and I'm weird, baby. You got no time for me. I'm poor and I'm weird, baby. You got no time for me. I'm poor and I'm weird, baby. You got no time for me.
The chance to do it ever since the one that me is still do nothing. You kind of smile, baby. You got no mind. I see the clothes of people where I see the food of people eat. See a little rebel man and he's a parent in the street. The older I get, it's what I'm parent to me every day.
Hey, hey, hey.
Well, gents, you've been dispensed the non-existent Resonance FM towels to dust yourself down and get rid of all that sweat. Three songs worth of sweat.
I used this change of clothes.
You bastard.
Anyway, well, in the style of 1960s pop shows, introduce yourself to the Resonance FM listeners.
I'm Walshy. I'm a guitarist.
I'm John. I'm bass.
I'm Gavino on drums.
And he's Scorpio.
The Libra, actually.
And all together now, we are
the Deadly Treadleys.
All right, fantastic.
Yeah, and a bunch of corny... Sorry, I was going to swear that and I won't.
Keep it in the songs, not in the studio. Anyway, welcome to the show. I saw you at the Rollapalooza. That's quite a place to play. The atmosphere is something else. Like, you don't need to really warm up the audience, do you?
No.
Nah, well, lots of beer. That usually warms an audience up.
Lots of people peddling as well.
Yeah, that's it, yeah.
And how did you guys meet, and what's the Messenger connection?
Well, I guess me and Gavino met out, well, quite literally on the road, I guess.
Yeah, that's true.
And one thing led to another. I found out he played drums, he found out I played guitar, and we decided to have a jam. About, what do you reckon, was it 2 years later? We had a jam.
Yeah, about 2 years, yeah.
Prepared about, what, 7 sketchy songs for the first Rollapalooza. And that went, it was all right, wasn't it?
Cool.
Yeah, we decided we'd continue after that. That's
with
about it.
Sir John Codger.
Yeah.
Well, that bass player left, so they asked me, so... Here I am.
And you're a messenger too?
No.
No?
No.
So it's just a...
He rides his bike though.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Very badly.
Yeah, I need stabilisers.
But you sound like you're not from around these parts.
No, I'm from Australia's capital.
Yeah.
I'm from the northeast originally.
Yeah, it's not Sydney.
It's not Sydney.
Brace yourself, Sydney.
Yeah. I don't...
And so what are your kind of influences? We've played that song by The Briefs, a sort of hardcore punk, I guess, in a way, but they were out of Seattle, aren't they?
Yeah, but like for me, I mean, I've been a punk since the first time around, so, you know. Hey, don't shoot me at
you. Got to speak into the mic.
You see all these people distance themselves, you know.
I've been a punk since the third time round.
And there never was one.
He's a metaler.
He's a metaler. And so, but what, I mean, there is this kind of mystique about the bike messenger culture with all the, like, fanzine, the nights, the roller races, the other nights, the kind of hanging out at the Duke of York's or wherever it is in what city you're in. I mean, I'm sure there's places where the messengers go in New York or Australia's capital. Have they got messengers down in Australia's capital?
I wouldn't know. I came over here on the fresh off the boat, started working a pub, hated it, bought a bike, and started the best job of my life, basically. And that's about it. I couldn't tell you where the messengers hang out in Australia.
But what's the sort of connection between what you're doing musically and kind of the Messenger community? Because you obviously got a lot of support from the Messengers playing in there.
We're sick of being run over. Like
I think we obviously, having come from the community, I'm still quite involved in it. We did the second roll of Palooza, handed out a few demo CDs. I think what were they worth? About £3 or something. And we allowed the Bicycle Messenger Emergency Fund.
I never got
to one. take a cut of the proceedings, and therefore, you
so
know,
that's something that we want to continue doing.
Yeah,
if we sell anything, we're always going to have a.
There are a lot of people. There are a lot of people that make far too much money, and the messengers are out there risking their life. You know, why can't they have some sort of benefit? You know, something a bit more than the National Health Service.
Bit back, as they say.
Yeah.
Too right. Dangerous out there.
And so what were the tracks that you just played us downstairs then now? Well, Bonnie Raypies, I heard.
I'm sure he's listening.
And I'm talking about the cheek on your mouth.
Yeah, Donnie, it's not my idea.
that's I don't know if anyone's been to the pub with their mates and they you know, have a few beers and stare wildly at the girl they're trying to court for the evening. But that's what that's about. There's not much more to say.
Charming image. On drive time radio.
Oh, yeah. Ride time.
But should you listen? I mean, there's all been this controversy in the papers about people listening to music while they're riding their bikes. Obviously, they should be listening to the Deadly Treadleys on their iPods. But, you know, what about other music? You know, is it an issue? Is it something that's dangerous? Do you think that, or do you think... It pales into significance compared to all the HGVs and around.
I think you've got to have your wits about you, especially in London. I don't like it. I don't like riding with headphones on, but other people love it. It's a choice. It's like wearing a helmet, I guess, you know.
Christ, I wouldn't dare. You get killed.
But I don't do it personally. I don't feel safe.
Yeah. All right. Well, you've got us. What's the CD you want us to play of? Your earlier CD.
Oh.
Yeah, go on, sling it over here.
Track number eight.
This is the Short Bus Window Lickers, and it's...
Well, a guitarist of whom is a messenger as well, so I thought I'd give them a bit of a play.
So who's this? This is the Short Bus Window Lickers album, Six for a Fiver.
And it did actually cost £5 on the night, so respect. And I got a free patch.
And you're going to head downstairs and give us some more.
Will do.
Nice one. That was Short Bus Window Lickers, and this, back downstairs again, is the Deadly Treadleys playing out for the rest of the show on the Bike Show, and we'll be back here next week at the same time. Take away, guys.
Make you feel good. Never gonna fuck with it, I just expect you to make it out of your little victim.